The Seekers, the name and manner, something special this week, something very special this week. It is Sunday, the 31st of March, is the anniversary of the name and manner, according to the Jewish calendar. Because the Jewish calendar is a lunar cycle, and because it needs to catch up with itself, there is an extra, we have a leap year, we have an extra month. The month of Adar. And therefore, the Ne'eman Imelech, who died on the 21st of Adar, the 21st of Adar has two Yom Tovs. First anniversary was a month ago, and now the next one is on Sunday, the 31st of March. Now, why is it so important? Why? Mystical, magical, mystical, superstitious. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but there's a timetable to life, and that timetable is God's timetable. The plan that God has for each and every one of us, it is God's plan for each and every one of us. Now, of course, we all have free will choice, and free will choice means you are entitled. In fact, you're obliged to make mistakes. In fact, the more mistakes that you make, the more you know what's wrong for you, and therefore you've had more experiences in life, and therefore eventually you're going to get it right. You want to get it right. You desire to get it right. The more mistakes you've made in life, I'm going to emphasize that word again, the more mistakes you've made in life, the more your heart and soul wants to get it right. When you fall in love with somebody, you got married to somebody, and then, oh, it didn't work out. Oh, I made a mistake again. Oh, you pick yourself up, and then you, oh, go try again. And then you maybe try again, and maybe try again. So, hey, try again. The definition is, we call it in English, third time lucky. There is the concept of the third time, the third energy. The third time you do it. The first time, you're naive. Second time, you tried it, but maybe it'd been a rebound, maybe it was a mistake. And then the third time, you just want to get it right. Third time lucky. The reason I mentioned third time lucky is because I'm going to now digress for a moment from the Ne'eman Imelech's spiritual sequence. I'm going to now refer to the Kabbalists, and including the Ne'eman Imelech's secret of 2 years, the 2 year secret. I'm going to define now why it is so special, March 31st. There is a concept, there is a principle, there is a fact that Vayimikach Nasayim Yomim, it comes from the Joseph when he was thrown into prison by Pharaoh. He was thrown in prison by Potiphar, but it was Pharaoh's prison. He was put into prison and he was there for 2 years. Vayimikach Nasayim Yomim. 2 years. Oh, he thought his troubles were over and then he had 2 more years. Things only ever last, bad things only ever last for 2 years. They don't prolong after that. The after effects, okay, but 2 years. On 16th of March, the year 2020, we all got hit. The whole world went into lockdown. 16th and 17th, I'll never forget that day. 16th and 17th of March, 2020, we went into lockdown. And unfortunately, because they couldn't, there were no flights to Poland, there was only a handful of people. There were six of us. Well, there were four of us at the beginning, and then two others came along from Krakow. Six of us at the Ne'eman Imelech, at the Yom Tov, at the anniversary. Six of us were there at sunset, and I lit candles. I didn't realize I was being recorded, and that's what that video clip went on the internet about me crying my eyes out, because I was emotional, because I was thinking all the other previous years, there were thousands of people, there was only a couple of people there, so yeah, that clip ended up there, that was me. 2 years later, 16th of March, 2 years later, then it was February that year, the February 2022, 2 years, then the coronavirus had already dissipated. All the restrictions gone. We didn't have to wear masks anymore. It was technically over. Of course, it was still prevalent, but the worst of it was over. I think those of you who knew people who died from it, they either got it right at the beginning or they got it then a year later in 2021. But after that, those who survived got through it, and there wasn't major statistics of numbers of people who died. It ended officially in the Vayimikach Nasayim Yomim, as the Kabbalists in Israel were talking about it. It ended then in February of 2022. So that was one gezeira, we call it, one decree that humanity had to suffer. We had to experience it. There was a lesson in it all. And I'm sure many of us have learned lots of lessons. And the biggest lesson that I hope we've all learned, I've learned anyway, is to appreciate the gift of life. Life is so precious. precious that in 1 second it can all be over. And some people that did catch it, unfortunately, their lives were over in a few days. They got it 3 days later, they were in hospital. 4 days later, they were on a ventilator. And 5 days later, they were dead. It hit people. It was definitely an inexplicable, unbelievable thing that we went through in our time. But the Kabbalists define it that anything inexplicable, anything that's sort of straight, I know it was a Chinese place and blah, 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 all the people can put logic behind it, but it was still inexplicably unbelievable, extraordinary. It just wasn't normal. You look at yourself, it wasn't normal walking around with face masks. What the gazer was, the Kabbalists, of course, define it by the Noam Elimelech's Yosait. When he died, then an energy died with him, and the world then got and suffered the first Gezeira, the first decree, on the 16th of March for 2 years. So then comes the next Gezeira on the 22nd, 23rd, it was the 20th anniversary of Noam Elimelech, was 22nd of February that year of 2022, and 2 days later, Putin invaded Ukraine. Wars. The next decree, the next Gezeira, was wars. And whilst we've been technically, the rest of the world has been saved from a major World War III, nonetheless, it's a troublesome time. It created a lot of stress in people's lives. The prices of gas rose up, the Russian sanctions, the uncomfortableness of battles gone, the world was being split into two. Those who were on Putin's side and those who were against him, those were very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. Now, I'll never forget. And it was quite fascinating. That year, we also had two Yosaits of Noam Elimelech. We had one at the end of February, one again at the end of March. And Joe Biden, the president's number one, aircraft number one, was Air Force One, landed in Poland, in Rzeszów, in the airport that is used for all the pilgrims coming to Poland, to Noam Elimelech. And he landed the day after the anniversary, the day after. We had the war started, the first anniversary, the war started then, and a lot of people did attribute that something is going on, something superstitious, something very strange is going on. The fact that it's Rzeszów of all places, and my, this is me talking, I came to Poland, one of the reasons why I came was because a quiet life. Oh, when I first came to Rzeszów, so quiet, so peaceful, so nice, so charming. And here it ended up being a focal point of mayhem, a focal point of the American army, the NATO troops and the aircraft going overhead and the Air Force One coming along. What's going on? Very, very strange. Rzeszów was definitely put on the map and has been put on the map because of all the diplomats that always travel through here. They fly in here and they go on the train, then into Ukraine because there's no fly zone over Ukraine still. 2 years. Now, some people are wondering what's going to happen at the end of the 2 years of the wars. In between, and now I'm quoting from Rabbi Moshe Sternbuch. Rabbi Moshe Sternbuch is a rabbi who was actually born from England, from London. I remember his mother, who used to live in Lordship Road in Sanford Hill in London, because I lived in Lordship Road. She was in number 190-something, and I was in 216 Lordship Road when I lived in London. So I knew his mother, I knew him, and he was a solid, down-to-earth rabbi. Whilst he knew mystical things, whilst he did have a tremendous Ruach HaKodesh, he had a tremendous insight, tremendous sensitivity, he nonetheless was practical. I'm not gonna do airy-fairy stuff. It's very practical, very realistic. And he, of course, understands that our generation, we are living in very strange and mystical times. And things are happening that we don't really understand what are happening, but they are happening. On the Jewish New Year, that was in September this year, September of 2023, I should say, last year, 2023, September 2023, the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, fell out on a Sabbath. When it falls out on Sabbath, the traditions of the Jewish New Year cannot be fulfilled because the blowing of the shofar and doing certain things in the synagogue can't be done on the Sabbath. Sabbath is a day of rest, and Sabbath overrides the Jewish holidays. And therefore, he said, on years where the Jewish New Year is on a Sabbath and it overrides the energy of the announcing of the Jewish New Year, it's either going to be a very good year or it's going to be a very bad year. It's not going to be in between. It's not going to be a neutral year of nothing happening. It's either going to be very bad, according to the Jewish people, very bad or very good. And 2 weeks later, then the Hamas that was obviously planning for some time to attack Israel, they attacked Israel and massacred, 2,000 people were killed on that day. And kidnapped, they took hostages, 250, 2,000 people were massacred, it was terrible, terrible. And that began the war. So we're in the Gezeira of the wars that began in February of 2022, which should finish now in March 31st of 2024. This should be the end, the culmination of the wars one way or another, finish it off. But we're in this sort of the last stretch of it. And the last stretch of it, as you can see, what's happening in the news is intense. It is troublesome. It is worrisome. But we shouldn't worry, because if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it wasn't meant to be, it wouldn't be. There's obviously a reason that we just can't see, just like coronavirus, just can't see it. But it's meant to be what it's meant to be. Now, I want to go to the astrology side of it, and that's because on the, whilst we got a triple conjunction new moon, it's an eclipse new moon on Monday, the 8th of April, we actually also have, Venus in the 2nd, 3rd of April, we have Venus conjunct Neptune in Pisces at 27 degrees. We also have on the 10th of April, we have Mars conjunct Saturn in Pisces at 14 degrees. And then on the 19th of April, we have Jupiter, big planet of the solar system, conjunct Uranus in Taurus at 21 degrees. And all those conjunctions define brand new beginnings. In other words, the ending of the endings of the past, the finishing off whatever has to be finished off has to come to an abrupt end. It's an abrupt end. It's not a prolonged, it's not negotiated, it's an abrupt end. Some people have attributed this to a final burst of mayhem and then end. It has to come to an end to be able to begin that official new beginning. The beginning of the beginning of the beginning of the next. Now, there are some, I've read the blogs, I've read the Kabbalists, I've read what they say. There are some that says, look, things come in threes. Gezeiras come in threes. So we had the coronavirus first, lasted 2 years. Then we had the wars that we're in right now, the zone of wars that's happening 2 years, so the second Gezeira. And we don't know what the third one is, right? So is it coming in threes? We hope that the third time, that's the reason why I started the audio, third time is third time lucky. Third Gezeira is now third lucky. Those of you who've been married, first marriage, second marriage, no good. First relationship, no good. Second relationship, no good. Third time lucky. Third time lucky. That's what we are hoping for. With these conjunctions in the astrology, I do believe it's going to be third time lucky. There might be that. Once we get to the 21st of April, and there's a full moon on the Jewish Passover. The full moon of the Jewish Passover is on the 22nd, 23rd of April this year. Jewish Passover is late this year because of this additional leap year that we're in. So by the time we get to the 22nd of April, all over. 6 months rule of astrology, all over. And then we'll see what it really is. Is it exciting times? Yes. Should we be nervous? No. Should we be frightened? No. Should we be looking forward to what it is? Yes. Some of you, astrologically, you've already been seeing things since the end of January. You're already feeling excited. I'm now relating to the Kabbalists and relating to the spiritual secrets of the Naim Elimelech, and I'm relating to what we call the end times. Now, the reason why it's called end times is because the past 6,000 years of recorded human history, there's always been a problem, right? Every generation has a problem. If not this problem, then there's that problem. If not this problem, then that problem. So the end times is actually referring to the end times of no more problems. Finally getting it right. Finally managing humanity, sorting their problems out, and finally being able to live in peace. You know, finally getting it right. Finally getting it right in your personal relationships. Finally getting it right in the business, in the career. Finally getting it right prosperity-wise. Finally getting it right. That's what it's supposed to. End times is not end times. It's coming to an abrupt end, because it isn't happy ever after. Definitely not. It's referred to end times as end times of the troublesome times. No more troublesome times. And that's what we hope and believe that it will bring peace and harmony, and find a way to eliminate anything that's toxic and anything that's been causing trouble, and the end of troublesomes, end of toxic, end of problems.